when I was a child, there were three old customs kept up in the village. They were the means of raising small sums of money. They were goodening, ploughboying and mayladying. Widows went round on goodening day. I do not now know how it originated, but on the 21st of December, the shortest day of the year, widows in ones and twos went around knocking on doors, where they were given small sums of money or a packet of tea or sugar. Only widows were allowed to take part in this, and one year old Jinny Croxon joined the collectors. We all knew she wasn't a widow. It was true her husband was often ill and unable to work. When she came to our house, her right to join the widows was challenged, and she promptly replied, "I'm worse than a widow woman." Widows were really poor in those days and had a hard life. There were no pensions, and often their poverty was acute. Sometimes they got some small parish relief, a mere pittance, and it meant pleading poverty and almost begging, and these women had their pride. I can remember one woman who was left a widow with an invalid daughter to keep. She went out washing and became bent almost double through bending over the wash tub. There was the hard scrubbing to be done and then the ironing. A full hard day, several times a week. No washing machines or electric irons in those days. We used to see her going home, her stooping figure looking so tired and weary after these wash days. Goodening Day, coming just before Christmas, provided them with a little extra for the festive season. Then, in January, there was Plough Monday, which was called Ploughboys' Day. I think it was originally meant for ploughboys only, and they carried a decorated plough around when they did their collecting. Boys always wore heavy, hobnailed boots with heel and toe plates and studded with hobnails. What a noise they made. You could hear them coming a long way off. They ran around from door to door. Sometimes they came after dark and would carry a raby lantern tied to a long pole. It was made by making a big hollow in a raby wurzel and cutting a window in the side where the light from a lighted candle shone through. Then on May the 1st, it was the girls' turn to go round, mayladying. They all carried dolls. There was great competition with the dolls. They all had as pretty and as well-dressed a doll as possible. The girls knocked on the doors and greeted everyone with, "Please can you spare a copper for a maylady?" My mother wouldn't let me go mayladying. She said it was only a form of begging. Oh, and how I envied the other girls who were able to take part in this activity, especially when they told me of their financial results. This collecting was supposed to end at midday, and so the little girls often stayed away from school in the morning, going from door to door. Then there was another old custom. It was tolling the church bell for any death in the village. The bell tolled three times for a man and twice for a woman and once for a child, with short intervals in between. This custom had to end at the outbreak of World War I because orders went out that church bells were to be used as a warning of enemy invasion only. Then years ago we also had a town crier, and he went around the village with his bell and announced all important functions. sales and public meetings, and lost property. Whenever we heard his bell, usually in the evening, we rushed to the door to hear the crier slowly shout his news. This custom also ended at the outbreak of war. Until then, for many years, it was carried out by George Chapman. He was a little man with a big voice, and he still lives in the village with his wife. They are lovable country people, and his bell is one of his most treasured possessions.